these smaller classes are way better, in my opinion.
I would request that we have more talking with other students, request more group work, request that we are a little more hands-on. A lot of the times we just show up to class and the teachers are putting up these slides that they're getting from a textbook that they read to us out loud. And I think we're better than that. I think there's a lot of teachers that are better than that, and I know there are. I think learning how to talk to people and how to critically think with others and hearing different ideas is a great tool. We're going to need that skill set.
I feel like the better class is the smaller discussional based class. You learn a lot more. You practice the materials and discussions with each other. If there's anybody who disagrees or maybe comes up with a different idea, it's all talked out and it's built into practice.
In my final semester of college, I had a class that was different. The teacher didn't lecture as much, only lecture for about 20 minutes or less. But this class turned the reading into a discussion.
But me personally, I do like the format of being able to be having open discussions, because I feel like also it lets you learn more about the students and your classmates around you as well.
I enjoyed asking questions. I enjoyed being there in person. Once again, I know during the pandemic that can't happen, but I'd wish that there would be more Zoom classes online or more one-on-one teachings.
You know, this is the only class where we all talked, we all communicated, we all had open discussion. You know, I've learned way more in this class than any other class. And that's just because we're practicing and discussing all the materials, right?
I hope other professors will consider organizing their classes like this one, one that makes discussions and making connections with your fellow students a priority over grades.
I did also like discussion-based class because it involves less listening and writing down notes and more discussion. I used to be more talkative, but I sometimes felt intimidated by the knowledge of some of my classmates. They're really smart, and I just kind of felt like I was falling behind. However, I started to feel more comfortable when I could relate aspects of everyday life and experiences to the information that we were learning. I've been able to better understand how to apply the curriculum to my life rather than absorb the information and spit it out again.
Push more people to think, more people to have their own ideas, to defend their ideas, provide evidence.
I hope other professors will respect their students and their knowledge and try and make the classroom more of a collaborative learning experience instead of one in which one person talks the whole time. In this class, I have been less stressed and more excited to learn and talk with my classmates than in any other class I've taken in college. I've never felt so connected to the professor and my classmates in a class before. I feel like we've all made a connection here, and I've made new friends that are inspiring me to pursue activism and organizing. I've never wanted to continue discussing material with a class after the class has ended until this one. I can't wait to continue working together.
Provide more classes that are like this one, where we're just really learning the information and really using it instead of just memorizing and spewing out.
Still, in a lot of these classes, I never talked. I never said anything. I never said my opinion. I read all of the books. I knew what was going on, and I still did not do anything because it just made me feel weird, because I'd never been in a situation in my entire life that made me feel comfortable to talk. So when I'm telling you that this is the first time in my entire educational career that I've ever spoken in class with, like, actual thoughts that I had, I'm not lying. This is the absolute first time that I've had the pleasure of doing that. And I feel better about it. I was so anxious and freaked out about it because of, you know, how I was raised. And I think it does have to do with, you know, usually the suppression of, like, women and, like, femmes' voices when they're children. I mean, a lot of the time I saw boys get called on when my hand was raised, and I kind of internalized that for the rest of my life, that it wasn't good for me to speak up about what I thought, and, you know, that it's not important, or, like, somebody else is just going to say the same thing, so it doesn't really matter. But in this class, I felt like I actually had a voice, and people actually cared, fellow classmates, the professor, and it made me feel excited that I was in school for the first time, probably since I was, like, in kindergarten playing with Play-Doh. That was the only other time that I was very excited to be in school. And it's really, it's bittersweet because now it's ending and I'll never probably have this again.
Because it's refreshing to enter into a classroom where everyone's comfortable to bring their views into the classroom. I feel like sometimes with some professors, you're hesitant to bring your views because they, you kind of already know that they may conflict with the professors. And what I liked about this class is that we were all able to voice our opinions on things and sort of, I guess, reflect our politics on things. And through that, we were able to learn a lot of different points of views. In a way, it's sort of like this class was run intersectionally, where each individual, we were able to sort of piece together the layers that make up their identity.
I would have to say that this modern, more democratic discussion-based class was significantly much better, simply because we, you know, we weren't forced to or felt forced to believe in something we were learning and discussing.
There's definitely a lot of things that I've learned firsthand just from talking to other people in our class who are either, you know, pansexual or don't identify as gender binary. You know, people like that I don't really have much experience with. And, you know, it was cool being in a classroom with them and listening to their thoughts and hearing how they view the world and society and uncovering things that I may have never been able to see.
I was capable of expressing more of myself and my opinions than I ever felt in my college experience. I felt assured that I would not face the same amount of judgment that I might have felt that I might have faced if I was giving a right or wrong answer. Class was more discussion. With more discussion has proven to be more difficult for me, but I felt that they definitely give me an outlet to apply the knowledge I gained in class into my everyday life.
Compared to other classes, I think this class has the best discussion. People actually did do the readings to a certain extent, and for the most part, this class had the most number of females or girls or women talk and actually have a discussion and actually bring counterpoints to discussions. So in that sense, it was really refreshing. And I think other teachers can learn from this dynamic, learn from this structure, because at the end of the day, school's about learning from each other, not just, you know, one professor with his view on, his singular view on the world.
We need to be able to remember these concepts, be able to discuss these concepts and give our own opinions and say the good things, the bad things, and give evidence and supply reason on why these things are good or why they're bad or why they're the way they are.
And basically, we learn to think outside of the box and beyond social norms while also discussing many underlying issues that affect all of us that are disregarded by the general public. So, you know, but, you know, now I'm much more open-minded, especially towards discussion about these many ideas and beliefs, even if I oppose them. So I would say that discussion-based classes are more enjoyable since I actually enjoyed coming to class, you know, to the point where I'd even arrive early during earlier parts of the semester during the morning. And even when we had Zoom classes, I always made sure to set an alarm so I wouldn't miss class because the bond we created was unique. So I always look forward to hearing everyone's opinion and their perspective or even how their day went, since throughout our lives we've been forced to wake up, go to school, which is something none of us, you know, ever actually were fond of. Yet, when it came to this class, that was the total opposite.
If they can bring their own word and actions and thoughts into that, then they really can understand the concept. They're really not just memorizing and flashcards back and forth and telling you terms. They really get what it means. They can critically think about the subject. And that's what I feel like students, as well as the rest of the world, needs to be able to critically think about an idea.
In terms of which one is better, I have experienced both, and definitely having an open discussion is so much better than just writing down notes and copying PowerPoints, especially PowerPoints. I feel like with PowerPoints, you really don't learn anything. You're just writing, and you're not actually learning it, or it doesn't stimulate the mind. It's just kind of like copy-paste, and I'm pretty sure it's been proven that does not help you. So I really, really appreciate an open discussion, hearing different people's ideas and opinions, because that's how you learn, especially in college, because everyone is coming from either out of state or even out of the country. You truly are able to hear a different perspective, and to me, that's what helps you grow and kind of, you know, leave yourself for a second and just kind of put yourself in someone else's shoes. And to me, that's kind of how you get wisdom, and that is so much more important than just the regular, like, the teacher or professor says something and then you just have to memorize it.
We have to be able to play devil's advocate with our own ideas and say, well, if we feel this way, what would the opposite person feel? And what would there be their decisions, or why would there be their reasons for what they're saying? And what certain reason may do you agree with, or which ones do you not agree with?
Be there, be present. It'll help you more than you think.
When we sign off, even if it's Zoom and it's the worst situation, I'm still going to be so sad that I don't have like an outlet to talk to people regularly and talk about things that I find interesting and things that they find interesting. Even if we have differing opinions and we're in different praxes and all that kind of stuff, it makes me so happy that I had this class, because if every class was like this, I would be going to grad school and I would be probably continuing my education and wanting to continue and perpetuate like a pedagogy of the oppressed kind of thing. But I can't do that because I know that this isn't probably going to happen for me again.
I feel like this class focused more on creativity, individual expression, and our true opinion on certain topics, since the talking and conversing with one another was eye-opening.
I believe the smaller democratic discussion-based classes are better. The reason is because I believe that they're more beneficial for students like myself. I believe that discussion-based classes are an integral part of the learning process. They provide substantial learning tools that benefit, you know, the different kinds of students, because students learn different ways. It ensures that everybody participates, especially with our seminars. It emphasizes on learning instead of teaching. So I hear, and the other students hear different perspectives, and they want to have a say into the conversation. It trains reflective thinking, self-expression, and the spirit of tolerance. And honestly, overall, the learning is much more interesting.
It felt good, you know, to be able to hear the opinions of my other classmates and for the professor to push our discussion instead of telling us that our ideas and our beliefs were wrong.
So actually, your class was the first class that I had that you actually cared about what the students were thinking and tried to adapt to the best way that we know how to learn.
I think we have to step up our open discussion. I think we have to be able to vote on what we want out of the class. What would we find most interesting? What would we find highest value? What should we prioritize the most in our time? How should we discuss things? Who's the how do we learn better, each individual person? And we should take a vote on how to do things and do things in a variety of ways to try to cover as many people's learning styles as much as possible in a realistic time frame.